Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, a new Untold Story. Owen, episode what?
267.
267, and I think it's about time to announce... You can't.
What?
You can't wear that.
I can't. How?
You can't.
Because it looks like I'm doing it.
You can't wear that.
I can't wear?
Do you take that off, please?
Am I not rocking it? Because that's not the point. It's not a style move. I'm not trying to get points from you or from GQ.
You can't wear that.
It's just something I have to do now.
You can't wear that, man. Please. Okay. Owen, back me up.
What? My cap?
It matches your outfit really well.
Really well. That's not the point.
Is that
again,
Tommy as well?
It's not Tommy. It's I'm not trying to look stylish or cool. And you know, and we went over this.
Yeah, but you walked in here wearing the hat, and as soon as we started, you switched. As soon as I opened my mouth.
Because I forgot. Yeah, because you reminded me. Hearing your voice juxtaposed to me reminded me of the vast difference in our beliefs.
The vast difference? Yeah. The piss hole?
You're thinking of the vast deference. The vast difference between you and I.
Which is?
Our whole life, our existence, our beliefs, our trajectory, what follows us. And this is going to be one thing you're going to have to get used to. You're going to have to adjust to it.
For the people that aren't watching the YouTube, Kyle, what is different?
I'm wearing a Muslim Bengali.
You can't.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to be able to look at you.
No, it's...
That's better. Doesn't quite match as well.
Kyle, for the listeners, what are you wearing now?
I'm wearing my backwards cap.
That's a little bit better, I think. All right. So I feel like we're not good at breaking news. I don't know how else to do this though, but Owen.
See, everyone else pre announces that they have an announcement.
Yeah.
And I think that's cliche.
That's an announcement itself. Uh-huh. So I guess we're just going to have to, people have guessed, people have theorized it. I saw it on the Anus subreddit.
It's not a financial thing.
No.
It's not about Patreon because we're not bought into that yet.
No.
We don't even know if that's going to be our method.
No, I don't think it will be. I know, fuck it. We quit.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
What a deal that is. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's play the theme song, I guess. Is this when we play the theme song after the first ad?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
A new untold story.
Kyle, how was your Thanksgiving? Owen?
Good.
Break the wishbone?
No.
Oh, on my flight back from Raleigh to New York City, there was a girl sitting next to me.
Yeah.
I look over. Well, I'm spreading my legs. Her kneecaps are touching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is she sitting
I can see every move on her phone.
Okay, what are you seeing?
And she pulls up our podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God.
Okay.
So in my head, I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? How do I say something? Do I present myself in some way? Do I just let it go?
What did you do?
It didn't happen.
Oh, fuck. No.
I'm trying to think what I would, yeah.
But for all the people that are listening to our podcast that showed us like their Spotify Wrapped, very appreciative. I haven't liked any of them because I'm only liking Riggs tweets right now. So if anybody looks at my likes, they're going to just see Riggs tweets. But I do appreciate that greatly. My mom came into town because my dad already lives here. And she's been like more nervous than normal. She's been very, very protective my entire life. She credits it all to when I almost got kidnapped in Chicago. The first and only time I've ever been in Chicago, a guy tried to grab me. And my mom freaked out. And ever since, she's been broken.
When was this?
I was one.
Oh, you were an infant.
Yes, in like the front of the shopping cart. Yeah. Like, you know, when you put your legs through, the guy tried to pull me out. But that was a long time ago. And I don't think I'm that kidnappable anymore. Are you trying to guess what I'm saying? You're mouthing what I'm trying to say to you.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, huh?
No.
Well, we're filming. We'll be able to see it.
Okay, yeah, we'll play it back. So what happened?
When she came into town recently? Fuck off. Nah. I don't like that
she
at
gave
all.
You a police baton. She gave me one, too.
I know. She gave one for me and one for you. And Kyle, go ahead and... You don't need to hit the button. That's embarrassing. Look at that.
Ooh, look at that.
That's pretty awesome.
And what would she want you to do with this? Lug it around in like a holster?
This is very true, Owen.
First off, she's so protective. She also put you on a leash embarrassingly late into life, into puberty.
Into puberty. Am I going to call my mom two episodes in a row?
You have to.
Her only defense is that wrist to wrist was her only defense. And that just makes it like a handcuff, you know? But it was like hot
makes
pink.
It like kind of sexual.
It makes it sexual, yeah. And she was like, I was in sixth grade. And I think you start puberty in sixth grade, don't you?
You weren't fuckable. You weren't.
Why not?
Hello?
Ma, say, you're on the podcast. I want to bring up.
Relax.
Because Kyle wasn't sure if this is true. Kyle said, relax. when I went to New York for the first time.
No, it's not true.
What's not true?
What you're going to say now.
Ms. T.
Go ahead. What
isn't true?
I did not wear a leash on him.
But you had the leash and we wore it to the plane and then we got off the plane and I was in it.
Well, you did wear it around the city.
Did you wear a leash at any point in time?
It was
around the city?
It wasn't around his neck.
Of course
okay, but
not.
But what was it around?
Well, that's a leash. It was wrist to wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
you made me
worse.
Wear it. Yeah, I know. It's like a handcuff, Mom.
Nick, you wander off.
No, I don't.
How old was he?
Yeah, you do.
I was too old.
How old was he?
How old was he?
Yeah.
Maybe six.
Fifth grade. I was not six.
You were not.
Mom, I'm 6 years older than Anna, and she... And she was with us.
She was.
And walking.
Okay.
She was in a stroller.
So she was at least two.
She was. I think I was double digits. No, because I was in. Thanks, Mom. Love you.
Nick, very immature for your age. That's why.
That's why. But I wandered off.
You do want.
No, I've said you've been protective since Chicago.
Yeah, that's true. That man wanted to buy you.
Yeah.
What?
All right, Mom.
Well, that doesn't make it bad. He was propositioning.
Yeah. So I was double digits. I think I was 10.
You said kidnap. You never said buy.
He wanted to buy, I guess.
Oh, so he didn't.
I was one. I don't remember.
Snag you. He was civil about it. Trying to make a transaction.
I think it's worse.
What was the offer?
It's definitely like more like demeaning somehow.
Yeah, let me buy your son. Yeah. No, just try to take him. Yeah, you're right. It is more demeaning.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick something up from the ground and then you can try this again. And I'm going to fumble for it for a while. You want to try that again? Like a real man?
No.
Are you one of those pussies? You're going to talk to me first, huh?
Shut up. But anyway, my mom has been very protective of me, obviously. And so she came to New York. She got the Citizen app and for like my area of New York. And she'll just, it's been freaking her out.
She literally moved to New York once you got hired. So,
yeah.
Your parents both.
Yes.
They live in the Upper West Side now.
They do. And
so I know.
She she came and she brought two police batons, one for me and one for Kyle. Because we live in the same area.
She's always been protective of both of us.
Yes.
I remember I was at your house over quarantine. I think you had too much sherbet and fell asleep. And I was leaving.
It's actually true. I got sick to my stomach. I had too much sherbet.
You were gorging on sherbet.
Yeah.
And she was like, let Nick know when you get home, if you make it home safe.
Yeah.
I live in the same village, same hamlet as
you. Yes. You could have walked.
And I was like, all right, he's asleep. So how about I just let you know? She was like, yes, Facebook. Let me know.
And did you?
Yeah. I remember I got home and I was like, hey, I made it home.
Very soon after you left my house.
Mm-hmm.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like that. But yeah.
And she was like, what?
What?
She was like, really? And I was like, yeah, I'm home. She was like, okay, dot, dot, dot. And I was like, what? And she was like, ah, nothing. I should have kissed you.
Shut the fuck up.
It wasn't like romantic. It wasn't sexual. She should have kissed me goodbye on the cheek.
Have you seen all the comments about how your mom sounded like a phone sex worker when she picked up?
Yeah. I will never give her that satisfaction.
And my mom texted me afterwards. She was mad.
She jealous?
Like, I listened to the episode and Kyle's mom sounded very pretty.
I mean, she sounded like she had dementia. Did she even said it?
Your mom?
Yeah, she said, my memory.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. But she was like a hot dementia patient.
Hot dementia.
Yeah, but...
they exist.
She brought two of those metal police-grade batons. You will love it.
Yeah.
And my mom will text me in the morning.
What would she expect you to do with it?
I know.
Like, wear it?
She'll
put it in your pocket?
She'll text me in the morning making sure that I have it with me. And I have to show a picture of evidence that I have it. And it's in my backpack. And she'll be like, that's not accessible enough.
Dude,
where do you want me to put this? She was like, if somebody comes at you, you're not going to be able to unzip your backpack and get it.
I mean, this would kill. This is heavy.
Was there anything you can hit?
I used to LARP as a police officer.
What?
Well, my neighbor.
I know somebody else who did that.
My neighbor was a cop. Same. Yeah.
It's a Kyle thing you wouldn't understand. Yeah. Wait, your neighbor was a cop?
He was a cop, Dwayne Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
He would have like his kids who are my age and
Derek
me.
And
he would take us on ride-alongs with another cop and we would go into like liquor stores and stores that just sell booze and I would have to try to buy it.
Yeah.
And they would arrest them.
So you would
they
like
sold
narc.
It to me underage.
But it wasn't like
I would get paid for it.
But it was like a ticket.
I'm not a rat.
You are a rat.
I'm not a rat.
That is a rat move.
I did do it. Well, it was easy money and no one ever even remotely fell for it because I was 17 and I looked like Finn Wolfhard. If he was like auditioning for the Gummo role. A little boy.
You looked like a little boy.
Like everyone was just like, no, like, where's your ID? And that was like a caveat. I couldn't. Like I had to show them my like learner's permit ID.
That was like bright.
So I was just getting humiliated.
Yeah.
No rat shit.
So did you get paid if you didn't get
caught? No, they gave me up front.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
looking back like that kind of fucked up.
What? Why?
Because some of them like were like guys from our high school that
to school with these kids and you were trying to get
Justin
them.
Lendon.
He every time
he fucks. He fucked so often.
Justin Lendon
wasn't like letting me know every time he fucked, but indirectly his body count from like three degrees of separation was still like astronomically high.
Yes.
When I heard from a friend of a friend of a friend of his.
Yeah, it's secondhand pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he told like you just knew. But now every time he fucks, he has triplets. He has two sets of triplets and then twins.
He did have one set.
Yeah.
He did 3-3-2.
3-3-2. It might have been 3-2-3, but yes, it's something, I don't know what it is.
But his bust to kid ratio is still crazy.
Yeah,
it wasn't fuck, the one time I bust, I have triplets. He was busting often. Yeah.
He was busting so often. And he wasn't like a sexy boy.
No, but that's not who was getting the most pussy.
Who was?
It was like the dirty guys who...
Oh.
Yeah.
They like basement guys.
Basement guys.
They would have a ton of pussies. But like their girlfriends were always like, they always had like big feet. The girlfriends always like were like clunky women.
The girlfriends were clunky? The girlfriends were hot.
That basement boy's girlfriends?
No, the one was.
I know exactly who you're thinking of. A basement boy. And if you're in the basement of our high school, that was like welding and car repair classes.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
was for the kids, but they would have like a black market of like Mountain Dew down there.
And big Texas cinnamon rolls.
Big Texas cinnamon rolls. And they would heat them up if you paid them extra dollar.
Currency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, what else? What else do you want to talk about, Kyle?
My Spotify Wrapped is fire.
What is it?
Like no skips.
What? That's not true.
No,
read it.
No skips on mine.
I can't even share mine because
I got anthems, bops, and classics. That's it.
The ABCs.
The ABCs. And you're DEF, deaf, if you don't fuck with my shit. And guess what, G? The next time you try to say H-I hi to me, I'm going to dap you up. JK, hold this L. And guess what, MNOP? I'm going to make you look like a QR code. A big ass square with a bunch of dots from my gun. STU, meet me in the stew. Psych. trying to VW. X and YZ.
Dog.
Mm-hmm. And the Nobel Prize for improv goes to.
Holy shit.
Nah, but I have like,
well, oh, Jesus Christ.
Anthems, bops, and classics. Untouched by the Veronicas is an anthem. Jubel by Klingon is a bop. And The Sound by the 1975 is a classic.
Then you have that all wrong. The Sound is a bop.
The Sound is a bop.
The Veronica's classic.
Okay.
And I didn't know the second one.
Jubal's an anthem.
Okay. Why haven't you shared it on social media?
Did.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. What are you afraid of?
So I like ironically posted a story of me like fake replying to her, but I've been doing that all day to cover my ass.
But you posted that just so girls would message you.
Yeah, 100%.
Your Instagram stories are so scientifically just to get DMs from girls.
Completely strategic.
You did the puppies. You do like...
I try to add like a layer of irony.
Yeah, but you
I want
it.
That to be the theme and then... But that, you know...
Because the boys won't clown you, but you're still getting the intended purpose.
Yeah.
Just post a selfie of yourself. Like a genuine, really good photo of you. I bet you wouldn't get... Would you get anything?
You do the same thing.
I do the same thing.
You do the same exact thing.
Yeah, of course.
We're all doing the same shit.
Why not? I'll just Google search like a noun and then I'll post the first result. That's my thing.
Yeah, yours are a little too weird.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, you don't know. You like posted the color blue once.
That was horrible. Have we talked about
that? You posted the color blue... it was like the Google search for what was it? Navy blue?
No, I Googled color and it was like the third result. I don't know why I didn't pick the first one. And I just posted it on Instagram. I was like, I love this color. Yeah. And then a week later.
This was
later,
like summer 2020, like June or July.
Yeah. And then a week later, everybody's posting black squares.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a good look to post navy blue when that was all happening as my most recent post. And the caption was like, I fucking love this color. Which was just really bad. And I just got comments on it like, this is poor taste, Nick.
Yeah, blue cops. Yeah.
Blue cops. I'm still really taken aback from your ABCs there.
That was good.
That was the funniest thing I've ever
really
heard.
Really fucking good. Kyle, Owen, you guys love to booze, don't you?
Yep.
I know you do. Oops.
Toss me a tinny.
Of what?
What do we got?
Waterbird.
Give me a Waterbird.
Where are they?
For the one time.
I think we drank them all.
Shit.
Because we love them so much, Kyle. Don't you? The canned cocktails that you get at a grocery store or convenience store?
Mm.
Near you? That are near you?
Kind of outing me right now.
What?
You know my faith.
I don't think you know your faith.
Don't clown.
Give me one fact about your faith.
Yeah, I'm a cafeteria Muslim. I will drink booze.
Will you fuck?
I will fuck.
I think they suck. What will you? Will you stone?
Won't stone.
What do you pray?
Do people still get stoned? to death?
I don't think so.
Dave almost did.
Yeah, he almost did. Yeah. No, but like if I threw one rock at you and it killed you, that wouldn't you wouldn't be stoned, right?
But no, do people still get executed via stone?
Maybe.
Is it one big one?
Is
that
no.
just get you? Or is it like a bunch of like small ones?
Last stoning.
It's a bunch of small ones.
One time I literally killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah, but was it one throw?
They were mad
that's
close
what they
together.
Don't talk,
yeah.
No, that's what they don't talk about. Was it two throws?
No.
You did not kill
two
birds.
They were very close together.
How many birds have you killed?
A good bit. It was like an airsoft thing, though.
Somebody was stoned February 3rd, almost a year ago.
And that was like the most recent?
No, April 30th. No, that's still going on.
That's horrifying.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Was it you or me who almost fucked Kim from Matt and Kim at South by Southwest?
I think you know very well it's you.
So, okay, Kim was me, and you went off to Lake Travis with Matt. You guys run at one of those like pedal boats. He rejected you
trying to fuck
for Ryland from Cobra Starship. God. So you almost fucked Matt, but you actually didn't. You thought you did.
And
he invited you to Lake Travis.
Did you fuck
and
him?
I almost fucked Kim.
You almost fucked
him? I almost fucked Kim. You didn't almost fuck Matt.
No, of course I didn't almost.
Okay. Just making sure.
but you went to
Lake Travis with him. You thought that was like an intimate invite. Oof. Then it was just you. He was using you because you went twos, but you Venmo'd him like 75 and he already got one for free. He had a discount code. And then you guys like pulled up and like met up with Cobra Starship, Ryland Dickinson. And it was game over for you. What did you have? You had to get an Uber back.
We try to go into these podcasts with an outline of what we're talking about, just a very loose skeleton. You always just flip it.
You said Austin-based, and I thought the last time you and I were in Austin, I almost fucked Kim from Matt and Kim. Couldn't remember if it was me or you. It was me, and you went off with Matt.
I did. I did. They're tequilas from Jalisco, Mexico. It's very good. Mm-hmm. Guys, go get it at a convenience store or a liquor store near you. Waterbirds canned cocktails. Yeah. I feel like we should address the elephant in the room. The elephant in the nodes. What elephant in the room did you think?
Oh, I thought you were doing like a Hindu, some type of Buddhist reference.
And you're against that now.
One of the two, yeah.
Jesus. No. Your health. Mm. People have been concerned. People have been commenting on the Tacos and Titties account.
About my cancer.
Yes.
This is a whole different, tacos and titties, that's a thing now.
That's a thing.
TNT is suing them. They sent them a cease and desist.
That's right.
The the Turner National Television
Group, yeah.
TNT's, yeah.
TNT, the channel.
Which is where I had my first bison. Ted Turner's Montana Grill in Columbus. Look up their menu. They sell bison nachos and bison burgers.
That's the place Big T was
Big T
about.
Loves that place.
No, he wasn't telling you about Turner's.
Yeah, he was.
He is an Atlanta boy,
also,
so maybe
don't
he
point.
Was.
Don't
he, was,
point.
He wasn't telling
Why
you
are
about
you pointing.
He was telling you about a different place. He was telling you about a local place. He wasn't telling you about Montana's Grill.
Stop pointing. That.
Okay.
Stop that right now.
Yeah. I'm just tying loose ends together.
Cancer, Kyle.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that? Do you think it'll be helpful? Because you've been happier and more spry than ever.
Right. Because I honestly, no lie, I think I might have cancer and I'm ecstatic. It's a win-win.
First of all, don't put like don't jinx yourself, because this would be sad if it's true. But I don't think it is.
Yeah. Well, I have lymph nodes that are swollen, not like other people's.
They're not like other people's.
Mine are painless. They're hard. They don't move when I touch them. I get night sweats. I get itchy all over my
body.
Did
you look at the?
I have every single symptom of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Every single one, except having it.
Every single one.
You don't.
It was like a light bulb moment. I was like, oh, yeah, this is what I have.
And you found relief in that?
Yes.
You've been like, I brought you a fork for a stir fry that you got. And you thanked me by just dancing.
Dropping it low in front of you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you dropped it low in front of me. Mm-hmm. Is that a new, like, is that part of your happiness? Like, what's going on? Just an update.
No, I may have cancer. Probably do. Seems like I definitely do. So I'm just living.
And what else have you done to live?
It's the first time I've ever actually lived.
What are you doing differently?
I'm like replaying scenarios from my past and like what I would have done. I would have fucked Kim. And I'm giving you roles too. You would have fucked Matt.
So my parents came into town for Thanksgiving. You went to North Carolina. When you went to Long Island?
Yep.
How was North Carolina?
It's dismal.
Why?
It's growing rapidly, the research triangle.
Yeah.
But it's like the new South cities. It's all suburban sprawl with like carbon copies of the same homes, the 5-on-1, like apartment complexes.
Your parents don't live in an apartment complex, do they?
No, but that's like what the whole new development.
You
North Carolina sub, yeah.
Little nephew?
Yeah.
Peekaboo?
Played some peekaboo.
He's getting a little old, isn't he? He's getting a little old for that.
Yeah. 35 months. That is a reverse peeve of mine.
What is?
When people complain about, oh, don't say he's 35 months, just say he's 2. Or don't say he's 25 months, just say he's 2.
Why?
The level of developmental difference from a 25-month-old to a 35-month-old, both 2 years of age, is gigantic.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just say 2?
Because 25 months to 35 months is the equivalent of like age 12 to age 17.
Right, but for the layperson, they don't really give a fuck about their developmental growth. Okay. They just want to know how old the kid is.
Yeah.
I think you just may have just a different frame of reference.
Okay.
I think it was a fair point.
It was a fair point if somebody's in childhood development.
Yeah, but if you're like, you know, it's just from a parent's point of view. Like, yeah, he's 25. That's why he is 25 months.
Okay.
He's only using 2-word phrases. That explains it. But whereas a 35-month-old would be put using full sentences.
Is he using full sentences?
Mine have?
Yeah.
Yeah. In jargon.
Okay.
I would transcribe it.
What's his favorite?
What's his favorite?
Is it like that Forrest Gump scene? And you're seeing if he says sentences and you look at your sister and you're just like, is he like me?
Yeah. The train table is conveniently placed.
Yeah.
So we have a train table for him and I did the dozen.
You intentionally did it in that room.
Just to wait for like, because I knew somebody would make an autism joke.
Luckily, we had a question that we had the doctor.
It took 10 rounds. Someone finally did. Were so you, I like panned the camera to show my nephew's train table.
And you were like, you went to a less comfortable spot to like be in the vicinity of the train table.
A chair made of whisk. It was
what?
Like a whisk chair.
Like wicker?
Wicker, yeah.
Whisk is what you mix.
I was thinking of pancakes because we also, yeah. That's for a different day. My mom was like devastated. She was like, Kyle, people now are going to think that like I kept your childhood train table. That's not what I would do. Like, please like clarify that it's your nephews, your 2-year-old nephews.
35 months.
35 months.
Okay. Yeah, so that's good to clear it up. But we were lucky enough to get a question where it was the good doctor.
I don't even know what that is.
Freddie Highmore, autistic doctor.
Yeah.
Is it Freddie Highmore?
You know.
The autistic doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just kicked that camera. I hope that didn't fuck anything up.
Fuck.
Not that one. Not that one. The one closer.
No.
How long do you think my legs are?
I don't know. You have sneaky long legs.
They're not. It's not even sneaky. Yeah. It's out in the open.
Have you ever slept with somebody who's died?
No.
Me either.
Not that I know of.
Probably have.
You really think so?
You think so?
I mean, no, yeah.
Probably not.
Have you ever slept with somebody who got married after?
Yes.
Kids?
You get jealous? Did you think about what if?
Once I fuck you, you're off the...
Off the what?
What? You're not a potential. I'm not going to fucking... You're not a potential wife or even girlfriend after I fuck you.
What do you... You won't date girls that you fuck?
Not going to fuck your own wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, but it's like if once I fuck you, then you're off. It's off the table.
Marriages?
No relation. There's no relationship.
What? So how did you date that girl for like 3 years?
I dated her first.
So you started dating, then you fucked?
Yeah.
Really? Is that true?
So you would never date a fuck, but you would fuck a date?
Not necessarily. But once I fuck you, it's off the table. Like, whatever you want out of this isn't going to happen.
But then how are you ever going to get married?
It's a red flag.
You're just not answering my question. It's a red flag if they fuck
you. If you're going out fucking me, what do you expect? How do you expect me to react? Like, to date you?
Yes.
No. Would you date a girl who just fucked me?
No.
Exactly.
What if I said yes?
Then I would question your worth.
Damn.
That was
actually funny.
But honestly, though, you got to remove yourself. Because a lot of you guys are just so drowned in by your own ego. And think, oh, is this girl, do I want to marry or like build a life with this girl who just went out and fucked me?
Wow. I think you have very poor self-worth.
That's not that.
You don't think that. It's a red flag if a girl fucks you?
Yes.
But
don't you think you're charming and funny?
Isn't it a red flag that you just fucked her? Like, isn't that your red flag for her?
No, don't try to bring up double standards.
He's not. He's doing what you're saying is double standard.
If you go out and fuck me, then what else are you going to do?
Oh, you think they just fuck anybody?
No. Now you're making me question my own theories.
Yes, yeah,
that's the idea.
Is this my problem? I thought that was just like part of like that was the code, the guy code.
What?
You don't wife up somebody who's going around fucking you.
Wait, so you're that's waiting?
You don't
like
wife up. You can fuck a girl who's going around fucking you. But
are you waiting for like a crush?
I don't know what you're saying, but if she's going around fucking you, are you going to actually try to build a relationship with her?
Isn't that already a relationship?
God knows how many other times she's going to fuck you. If she's going to fuck you once, she's going to go around and she's going to keep fucking you.
Yeah.
And then you want to actually like have a relationship with her?
That is a relationship.
All of that?
Isn't that a part of a relationship?
I don't know. I just don't want a girl who's fucking around with me.
So, what's your ideal girl?
When I think about it now, when you spell it out to me, it is weird. Like, that shouldn't be an issue if she's fucking you.
Yeah.
But to me, it's sleazy.
So, yeah, I guess I get it perfectly. And you understand that? Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. No, it's a good theory, mm-hmm. Kyle.
She gets to know me. We go on some dates. And then finally, after a while, she just gives in and fucks me. No willpower, no integrity. And if she does that once, she's probably going to keep doing it.
What was the first?
No willpower?
She has no willpower.
Like, are you saying you're irresistible?
Yeah, like we get to know each other. We go so long without fucking. We're just talking and getting to know one another, and then finally, she gives in and just fucks me.
But
she's vulnerable, no willpower.
Stop saying that.
What else would she? Yeah, if she does, if she gives in that easily,
it doesn't seem like it's that easily. What do you mean gives in?
Yeah, like
she's doing it because she wants to.
She went so long without fucking me, and then abruptly she's like, all right, I'm going to fuck him now. Oh, what else are you going to do? Like, that's where you drew the line?
What do you mean where she drew the line?
I don't know. She just picked an arbitrary moment in time. Oh. After knowing me for so long, I was like, I'm gonna fuck him now.
Yeah, that's called getting to know somebody.
And then if she does that, she gives in that easily and abruptly and spontaneously. What else is she gonna do? If, say, we do start dating, is she gonna just keep going around fucking me?
Yeah, man.
It's something to think about.
It is just really, really something to think about. You know what else I like to think about?
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Anything else you want to add today?
I had that guy who DM'd me.
Do tell.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to watch you and Kyle fuck me in the ass. But then he blocked me after he sent it because there was a typo.
Yeah, that's why he was so embarrassed, because there was a typo. He just like opened, he came out with a gay fantasy and he messaged it to somebody that he dreams of getting fucked. And then he's like, oh no, I'm so embarrassed. What did he spell wrong?
Ass.
Was it just one S? Owen's still trying to get the hang of lying. Yeah. And he chose the easiest word to spell.
You could have chose fucking, which automatically autocorrects
to ducking.
You could have like said like a punctuation point.
Yep, but no, you went with ass there.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has ever misspelled ass.
He wrote arse, but he wasn't British.
There it is. Yeah. He was so embarrassed. Now they're going to think I'm British. Yeah. Nice try, kid. You'll get him next time. Yeah. I wish we had a camera for Owen, because he just shook his head after he said ass.
He knew that.
Yeah,
that wasn't the one. God, my phone's under the booth. I can't. I had the DM.
Oh, so that's a true DM though. Many did block you, but it wasn't because of a typo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one weird fantasy to have. Was it drunk? What time did he send it?
Yeah, it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah. No, so he meant it.
Yeah, he did mean it. It's a crazy thing that happened.
But it wasn't like a burner, too. It had like normal amount of followers.
Yeah. What is the average amount of followers?
Oh, I'm so jaded by fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just statistics to me.
You think black people have ever said kiwi out loud?
What do you mean?
It's not like that's far from racist. I think there's some words
you can't just say that and make.
Well, that's far from racist, but
what?
There's like certain words that you can't imagine somebody else saying, like kiwi. I can't picture.
Can you think of a black person?
I'm trying to. Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
But I can picture. He's like one of the few that I can picture saying it. He's a petite man who's like really jittery. Yeah. He has good reflexes. He probably has. But like there's some people that you like, they have never said kiwi.
And they know what it is. They mean it.
Yeah.
Just never said it.
So that stemmed from somewhere in my life. I think I was at Dairy Queen and the person, I don't even know if he was black. He may have just been like really macho.
Okay.
Like hard nose, like rugged, blue collar. And I think I wanted a strawberry kiwi Arctic freeze.
Yeah.
And I like had him order it for me, and he just did. He refused to say. He kept like pointing to it. And, like, no idea. And I was like, "Kiwi." That's like, it is like a vulnerable word to say out loud.
Yeah, I won't say it.
It's like in the same vein as like, I don't know the answer to this question.
Yeah, it's admitting
help.
When you're wrong.
Yeah. So
yeah. I don't think I've heard of that. It's in that same
kiwi. There's no like hard way to say it.
I was afraid of kiwis as a kid.
Because they're hairy, the feel?
No, because the first time I ate it, I got it in my eyes, and I thought that happened every time you ate kiwis.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. It's not a pleasant thing. Mm-hmm. Too many seeds.
It's and like the nick of fruit.
What fruit are you?
Because kiwi, you never get like a standalone kiwi. No one ever gets a kiwi-flavored anything. It's always strawberry kiwi.
Are you the strawberry?
I'm the strawberry, which could go with an abundance of other things as well as solo. Almost preferable solo. Mr. Kiwi.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's going... Oh, man. That might stick.
It's not bad. You know what I'm saying, though? There's other words.
Like what?
Like brie, cheese.
Debris. Like Hurricane Katrina.
I mean, like YG, the rapper, has ever like vocally expressed brie cheese or kiwi.
He's wealthy. I'm sure that's come on like cheese plates, right?
I'm more thinking kiwi. I don't think he's ever said kiwi out loud.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm going to try to do some research and find out.
I don't think the game has ever said kiwi.
Definitely not. I can't believe I'm agreeing with you.
E40 has never said kiwi.
I am agreeing with you 100% on this. This is unbelievable. Oh, my God.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.